The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks look to get one back tonight at SAP Center at San Jose as they face off against the Chicago Blackhawks for the second of three meetings on the year and the only one that the Blackhawks will be playing at SAP Center. The Sharks lost to the Blackhawks 6-3 on February 2nd, in which not a lot of things went well. Now, they lost by the same score to the Nashville Predators, but a lot more things went better for San Jose in that contest. Sharks head coach Ryan Warsawski says you have to be connected, and you have to do it from the start of the game.
Well, I think our second period, we kind of found an understanding of how that game was going to be played, like a playoff game. And we found that in our game, which is, I think, a positive that we can build off of and bring to tonight's game, because it's obviously another big one. But obviously the first was not good enough, and it seemed like we were a little surprised by the physicality, by the edgy chippiness and the nasty that you need to play with this time of year. So I think it was a moment of growth for our group, and hopefully we can bring that into tonight.
Mario Ferraro says the Sharks aren't taking shifts off, but they just have to execute better.
I think last game, you know, they came out strong in the first period. I think they brought the physicality to us, and we kind of have to be, you know, ready to go in that sense tonight, having a little bit better of a start, I think. Obviously going down 3-0, you know, wasn't beneficial for us playing catch-up. So moving forward here, we'd like to have better starts. But, yeah, for sure, every shift counts, like you said, and we got to be as dialed in as possible. Mistakes are going to happen, but it's just the way we respond to them.
And Ferraro says that that's certainly a fact on the penalty kill, which has leaked a little bit lately. He says it needs to improve, and he's a big part of that.
Yeah, you know, we've obviously struggled a little bit lately, the last couple games, few games, you know, myself as an individual included, just like small reads and, you know, trying to get clears when we can. And, you know, I think that's, you know, when we're playing aggressive and we're playing confident and we're, you know, working as a unit of five, including goalie, you know, it works. So we got to get kind of back to that and being aggressive and being, you know, prepared. And, you know, Hoods has done a good job of having us prepared. We just got to go out there and execute it.
Ferraro says that managing your emotions when things don't go perfectly is an area where the Sharks have improved this year, but it's something to focus on in the final games of the season.
Yeah, we just got to kind of reset, you know, forget about last game. We got to move on now. We learn from it. Because we still have opportunities here, you know, we're not out of it. We still got, you know, big games ahead tonight, you know, focusing on it one game at a time. So we got to have a, you know, we got to have a short memory and move on from it and get ready to go for tonight against Chicago.
Rookie Sam Dickinson says you are worried about yourselves, but you're really focused on making sure that you're doing everything in a confident fashion each and every shift.
Yeah, I think, you know, a big one, you know, worrying about ourselves is a lot more important than worrying about, you know, myself. And I think that's for everybody in the team right now. I think, you know, if you're going to worry about anything, it's worrying about the team. You know, you worry about the team, good things happen. Personally, I've always believed that. And, you know, I think that is always has been and always will be true. So I think for me, you know, worrying about, you know, the team winning games and getting points right now is at the front of my mind. And you know, kind of like you said with the confidence piece, I think, you know, through the entire year it's been a build-up. And, you know, right now I definitely, you know, think I'm playing with a lot of confidence and, you know, wanting to be out there and have the puck and always be on the ice and that sort of thing. I think, you know, when I'm in that mindset, you know, I think I am playing my best hockey and just kind of, you know, being confident in myself, trusting my abilities and, you know, just go out there and at the end of the day really just play hockey and have some fun at the same time.
One of the areas that certainly jumped out at the Sharks occurred on the shorthanded goal that was scored by Erik Haula of the Predators.
Jost gets it back. He clears all the way down for Nashville off the corner boards and going in, they score! Shorthanded Erik Haula. Jost cleared it all the way down after Celebrini fell down. He put it off the corner boards. It popped out in front and a one-time play by Haula makes it 5-3, Nashville, a shorthanded goal that has to devastate everybody at SAP Center.
That goal really put a nail into the Sharks' coffin in the third period, and it certainly drew attention to the boards because of the way that the puck bounced off those boards to get it to Howla for that shorthanded scoring chance. Mario Ferraro says it's something for the Sharks to put into their back pockets when watching the puck go into that corner.
I think so. Regardless of the situation of the game, yeah, I think so. Just kind of being prepared if they're coming with speed and they are ready to hit that, you know, try and just be prepared that it is going to bounce out and maybe get back as fast as you can or just have better positioning to begin with. That play specifically was kind of weird, like you said, because it was off on a power play and, you know, we were all kind of gapped up, it appeared. And so it was kind of, you know, some bad luck there. It's a pretty good play on them, too, to hit it off the back wall. So we'll be prepared for it next time.
And Ferraro adds that you can use that to your advantage when you have the puck on your stick.
Potentially, yeah. That would be a pretty cool play if we execute it. Kind of just taking what the game gives you. If it presents itself, then maybe we take advantage of it.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski says that you have to be aware of those little details each and every game, and the boards are one of them.
Yeah, you know, we've seen it here for a while. Our boards are extremely lively. I remember 3 years ago, you know, Kadri puts off the back on a set play in the power play. Obviously, you saw Eklund's goal comes off the boards, hits Stolarz in the back of the pad and goes in. So our boards are lively. We should pretty accustomed to that as a home team. So that's something that we need to know and kind of, you know, have an understanding of going forward. And the teams will probably look at that too. So stuff that's something that we've definitely talked about and we can continue to kind of be aware of it.
Needless to say that in spite of dealing with increased pressures to get closer to a playoff spot, the Sharks are also enjoying the process. For Mario Ferraro, this is the best he's ever faced in his NHL career.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we're right in this thing. We got 7 games to go here. I haven't been in this situation since I've been on the Sharks, so I'm excited about the opportunity we have, and it's definitely a fun time. Fun time of year to be playing hockey, for sure.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Both the Sharks and the Blackhawks have come a long way since they last faced each other on February 2nd. In fact, Chicago has some exciting young players that they've added to their roster that are worthy of note. Anton Frondell, selected third overall in the most recent NHL draft, one pick after Michael Mesa, will be playing his first game against San Jose tonight. And also, Nick Lardis, another young player that's a big part of Chicago's future, has added jump to this team, which, according to Ryan Warshawski, makes the Blackhawks a pretty formidable opponent.
Yeah, you know, we've seen it here for a while. Our boards are extremely lively. I remember 3 years ago, you know, Kadri puts off the back on a set play in the power play. Obviously, you saw Eklund's goal comes off the boards, hits Stolarz in the back of the pad and goes in. So our boards are lively. We should pretty accustomed to that as a home team. So that's something that we need to know and kind of, you know, have an understanding of going forward. And the teams will probably look at that too. So stuff that's something that we've definitely talked about and we can continue to kind of be aware of it.
We begin our live coverage starting at 6:30 Pacific time. from SAP Center at San Jose. Jamal Mayers joins me with the call of the broadcast, which should be a really exciting tilt between Macklin Celebrini on one side, Connor Bedard on the other, Michael Misa on one side, Anton Frondell on the other, Will Smith on one side, and Nick Lardis on the other. I'm Dan Rusinowski. Join us, won't you? That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.